Right now, we have a special interview with the wonderful birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you
so
doing?
I'm so excited. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good, good. Thanks for having me.
We're like fangirling over here.
We're so excited. We've been like playing your music so much in the past few weeks, and we've been like super pumped and just super like motivated every time we listen. So yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
That's mad. No worries. All good.
All right, so Birds is an artist who is, he's a rapper, he's in the Australian hip-hop scene. I'm sure you've all heard of him. You all know who Birds is.
Yeah.
So we've been spinning heaps of your tracks from your new EP. What was it like creating this EP, and what does it mean to you personally?
I think it was just like, you know, it was just heaps of fun creating this project. At first, after my first album, I thought, oh, I really, you know, need to hurry up and release new music, or just sort of like trying to be too serious about it. And then as soon as I just sort of let go of that and started, you know, having fun and falling in love with the process again, I feel like I made some of the best music that I have to date. And, I think it's a special project, like, for me, like, I really just sort of, I think, theme-wise and overall, just wanted to make something that, you know, I guess, like, our young people and especially my son could listen to and, you know, and really vibe out to and you know, get a strong sort of message of hope and empowerment from.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I was like tearing for a second. I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. But like, obviously, like, you released your first album, Train of Thought, in 2017. Like, how does that, like, with your new release now, like, that differ from where you are today and as an artist?
Yeah, I think sonically, maybe, like, for me anyway, and I guess some people have commented on, I guess, the evolution of sound, or, like, you know, there's different sort of elements on this project than there was on the first album. And I think that's just kind of, you know, just from being a fan of music and listening to different stuff and trying to blend some of the sort of classic stuff that I listen to, classic hip-hop sort of stuff, with the sort of new sound. And also just, I guess, where I'm at as a person and as a, you know, as an artist, and I guess the messages that I sort of want to sort of put out there now is, like, kind of, I guess, looking forward in a respect, and just sort of like, you know, like messaging and sort of, looking towards the future kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like different ways of articulating things, and obviously, like, you've just matured as an artist, obviously, with, you know, from being from 2017 to now, and, like, your train of thoughts changed, obviously, like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Love that.
So you've been working with some great women of colour artists such as Eka Vandal, Serena Peck and Mojo Juju. Tell us a little bit about working with those girls and just, I guess, sort of what impact they had on making this EP.
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, they had a huge impact on it. I think it was just collaborating with those artists was just something really special for me, and I think they all really took the songs to a whole new level. I just feel really honored to work with that level of excellence. And they're just, you know, I know all three of them, and I guess I'm kind of getting to know, I've known Serena for a while, and sort of through this project and through Black Child and Place of Dreams, you know, I've gotten to know Eka and Mojo better, and they're just, you know, beautiful people as well as amazing artists. And I think it just really, really brought the whole project to, you know, a whole new level as well.
For sure, and it, like, kind of creates this, like, new communal vibe with your songwriting and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that I'm sort of getting more and more into as an artist too, is, like, collaborating more.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Love that. Well, we're going to spin your first track from your latest EP with the song Black Child featuring Mojo Juju. So I'm curious, you know, like, how did that song come to life? Like, obviously, there's so many different aspects to it. Like, there's obviously Mojo's, like, you know, heartwarming vocals and so soulful, and, like, you narrating the story of, like, two different characters. Like, kind of, you know, speaking your truth and everything. Like, how did this song come to life? And was it, like, you know, you had your verses ready to go, or was it, like, you know, the chorus and the hooks that Mojo had, like, kind of came to life first before you put it all together?
No, well, it was interesting, actually. Like, it was after a few days after I went to my grandmother's funeral, and so it was, like, a pretty, I guess, emotional time. But after the funeral, I went to visit Trials, who actually produced the song.
Oh, wow.
And he just showed me a bunch of beats, and that was one of them. And I was like, oh, I really need this.
Yeah, it's like an emotional release. You're like, yeah, gotta put it
out. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, so the next day I came back to Melbourne and I just went straight to the studio and it just sort of all came out. Like, I wrote the song probably in about 45 minutes.
Whoa.
And so what you hear on the final version is what happened that night. And then I sent it to Mojo and she did her thing and just, yeah.
I love that. Because it's so crazy, because it's like you guys have such an incredible chemistry, even though you've recorded different places, but like there's such a connection. Even it's so emotionally driven, obviously you can hear it with like the passion behind the vocals and everything. So like that's so cool to hear that kind of process go about. Like, oh my goodness, that's so inspiring. Like, I'm inspired to hearing that. That's so cool. Thank you.
When you said 45 minutes, me and Nathan's eyebrows just went up in unison. We're like, Jesus.
Well, it's so, like, honest and true.
Working with Mojo, too, like, it was just such an organic process. And, like, we have, like, such a mutual respect and love for each other. So, yeah, it's super dope.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. Well, it's such an honest, like, you know, representation. Like, the first 45 minutes of you spending on the song, it's like you get what you get from the first moment you hear it. There's no editing. That's it. So that's awesome.
All right, so next question. Who have been some of your inspirations/influences from your community, and how did growing up in the Northern Territory influence you to go into music as well as inspiring the music you create today?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
I think, like, first and foremost, you know, like, my father and my family, definitely big inspirations, and I guess just the story and the journey that my old man, my father, went through and everything, you know, just, I guess, is really inspiring for me still. And I think that still really, pieces of that story still really inspire me and find their way into my music. And I think just growing up in the Territory, you know, it was just always wanting to see more. And, like, I guess growing up in Katherine was pretty isolated. You know, we'd always get things a little bit later than the rest of the country.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think, it was just always, like, you know, just being, you know, staying up and watching Rage and just MTV and all that sort of stuff and just really wanting to see the rest of the world. And hip-hop, I was just really drawn to it because it was just such a unapologetic medium, you know, something that I could really just lend my voice to and just, you know, sort of say what I want to say.
For sure. And, like, it lets you kind of, like, you know, kind of poetically kind of speak your truth and kind of articulate really where you're at and your train of thought at the time and, you know, in a popular state, like you mentioned before, especially with songs like Black Child and a bunch of other songs, like... 45 minutes, like, you know, just, like, straight up, like, that's you know, that's crazy, because it's, you know, it's so upfront and, like, the truth, so...
Would you say that hip-hop allows you to tell more of a story than any other genre of music?
I guess I'd be biased.
That's my genre, that's what's up.
I'm a rapper, and I kind of find that easy, but I guess... It's like really up to the artist, you know, like what as an artist you want to put out there. And definitely for me, I think it's just the fact that it's sort of built, you know, born out of, I guess, rebellion and survival hip hop. So it's like, it really just allows the platform to just, speak your truth and not, you know, be held back in any way.
Exactly. Yeah, just like really, and especially you can hear it in, like, you know, the passion behind your vocals and, like, go from there. So super exciting. But we're gonna spin your first track from your latest release right now called Black Child featuring Mojo Juju. But I just want to talk about, like, the music video behind this track. Because it's such a cool concept, and like, you know, you're putting different themes of renaissance and empowerment in the video with like cool artists such as Kait and Alice Sky, which is so incredible. So I just want to know, like, how did that come together, especially with the song, and like there's like a specific story about the song, and how did this video come together and the concept behind it?
I think, like, just, you know, I sort of had this original idea that I went to the director and the team. Amber Mealing directed it, and Indoor Fountains and Magella Productions sort of helped with the video, and it was just, you know, such a great team. And I just had this original idea of the song sort of touching on harsh realities, but it had this sort of tone and this theme of hope in it.
For sure.
And so I really wanted that to shine through. And I sort of, just sort of had this idea of, like, black excellence, or, you know, like, sort of black royalty. And
yeah,
I guess flipping what you might, you know, or just something that's not commonly seen, like, in our media, or, like, you know, I wanted to be able to put out, like, just a dope, you know, representation of us and of me, and, you know, and, yeah, just an empowering message of something that was really uplifting. And I was just blessed that, you know, people like Alice and Kate and Mojo, obviously, you know, wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, everybody in the video just really killed it. And, yeah, it's probably, like, my favorite, you know, song and favorite video to date. So yeah, super proud of it.
Yeah, for sure. Because like you can see definitely like there's a featuring like a little child that's like, you know, being held, and you can see everyone's kind of, you know, representations just been really, you know, highly represented. So that's so key and so essential. So thank you so much for that. That's so awesome.
No worries.
I think that's so beautiful that you've created a product that people can look up to and look at that and see something that they can aspire to be or be. Or
exactly. Show the possibilities.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks so much. Yeah, that was, I guess that's the whole, you know, yeah, that was the whole point and the whole motivation behind it all. So, yeah.
100%.
Right. I think you did it, man. I think you did it.
Did an awesome job.
All right. So we're going to play Black Child featuring Mojo Juju. It's a beautiful song. We've talked all about it.
Yeah, it's such a fluid song too, with like the backing between Mojo and yourself. So yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on air. We love talking to you. Loved hearing your stories.
Yeah, if you could describe the song in one sentence, how would you describe it?
Empowering, yeah.
Love that.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Birds. We're going to play the song right now. This is Black Child on the Hoist on Sin. With Eartha and Nathan. Thank you so much, Birds. We're going to play this right now.